The Bulgarian Poetess, read by Edward Herman. Your poems, are they difficult? She smiled, and unaccustomed to speaking English, answered carefully, drawing a line in the air with two delicately pinched fingers holding an imaginary pen.
They are difficult to write.
He laughed, startled and charmed. But not to read? She seemed puzzled by his laugh, but did not withdraw her smile, though its corners deepened in a defensive, feminine way.
I think, she said, not so very.
Good. Brainlessly, he repeated, good. Disarmed by her unexpected quality of truth. He was himself a writer, this 40-ish young man, Henry Beck, with his thinning, curly hair and melancholy Jewish nose, the author of one good book and three others, the good one having come first. By a kind of oversight, he had never married. His reputation had grown while his powers declined. As he felt himself sink, in his fiction, deeper and deeper into eclectic sexuality and bravura narcissism, as his search for plain truth carried him farther and farther into treacherous realms of fantasy, and lately of silence, he was more and more thickly hounded by homage, by flat-footed exegetes, by arrogantly worshipful undergraduates who had hitchhiked 1,000 miles to touch his hand, by querulous translators, by election to honorary societies, by invitations to lecture, to speak, to read, to participate in symposia trumped up by ambitious, girly magazines in shameless conjunction with venerable universities. His very government, in airily unstamped envelopes from Washington, invited him to travel as an ambassador of the arts to the other half of the world, the hostile, mysterious half. Rather automatically, but with some...